Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Started to see it come together a little bit last year, I felt like, and now, you know, obviously this year, after, you know, a little bit of an uneven start, they've they've really become a very good team and one of the best teams in the league here the second half of the year. And but I think a lot of people saw it coming too, contrary to what, you know, I think he's played the little engine that could over there a little bit. I think a lot of people knew the Red Sox were coming this year. So
I was going to say, go on. So what?
Yeah.
So what, Aaron Boone?
Sure.
It's all right. I did like the line in there. I know he's trying to play it up like they're the little engine that could over there. But
it is funny. He's
everybody
right.
Kind of thought they'd be good. In fact, I actually saw they were turning a corner late last year.
Yeah. I don't like Aaron Boone, but he's spot on. And Boone and Cora, they're like friends, right? Like they have a good relationship between the two of them.
Were they together at ESPN at the same time?
Probably.
I think they probably were.
Yeah, there's probably some overlap. But they always kind of joke with each other. Boone will probably get thrown out of one of these games. Like he runs sure. A little hot. Cora will make a comment about it and like whatever. But no, he is spot on where at the end of the season, Cora's like, nobody thought we were going to make the playoffs. And if you did, you're crazy. It's like, not true. Not true. Now, if it serves as any kind of motivation or if it helps you, great. But nobody actually thought the team was going to be bad, and nobody picked every team in the division to finish ahead of you.
Well, I mean, the way they started, I started wondering how bad they were going to be.
Well, no, there was definitely, I think, at times where the confidence like teetered during the season.
Sure.
But if he's talking about end of March season predictions,
which is what he said,
most people had them in the playoffs.
He kind of walked it back yesterday. Yeah, he's like, I was actually talking about Devers. No.
No, I don't think
so. You were talking about before the year. You made it clear you were talking about before the year. Yeah. I can read your comments again.
Yeah.
So you can pretend and play dumb. And this is like what he was doing the other day or a couple of weeks ago with WEEI Afternoons. Hart did a good job being like, yeah, you said you're not ready to talk about October. You've been talking about October since March. What do you mean you're not ready to talk?
No,
and he's like, oh, well, you know, I didn't actually mean that.
Yeah,
so he's having to walk things back.
Mm-hmm.
But the Red Sox are not the little engine that could. In fact, they should win this series, in our estimation, against the New York Yankees. Now, if you want to dial it back to the Devers trade,
I think there were that kind of split the fan base at the time. Forget it.
A lot of people were out then.
Yeah.
Like, if you're telling me a lot of people didn't believe the Red Sox would make the playoffs without Devers, that's accurate. But before the year, multiple people on this show had him in the World Series. Billy had him winning the World Series. Everyone had him in the playoffs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We all expected him to be there. So
I
still don't really know what he's talking about. And I'm not fully sure what he's up to. Other than what Boone said, he's just trying to play that game of they're the little engine that could.
It's the Rodney Harrison approach. It worked for him.
Macho head games.
Yeah, maybe he's trying it here.
It works if people half believe it. When the other manager's laughing at you, I think it works less.
Maybe so.
Which is my personal stance on this. So let me give this to you again. Our predictions for the series as a show. They're up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. I have the Red Sox in two. Keefe?
Red Sox in two.
Billy's got Red Sox in two.
Yep.
Nick has Red Sox in two.
Yep.
Terps got the Red Sox in three.
Yeah, not really a believer.
So Terp is, maybe the most realistic out of all of us.
It's all right.
The least homer out of all of us. We want to get the New York perspective on this series. Keith McPherson from WFAN. He hosts nights there in New York City, joining us here on Jones and Keith. Keith, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Boston homers. Boston Red Sox in two. Nobody thinks this is going three. Nobody thinks the Yankees one and two.
Terp thinks
we
it's
have
going
one
three.
Guy.
Yeah, we have
show.
One guy. Yeah, don't shortchange him.
He's giving you a game.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of those predictions?
That's what you're supposed to do. Your listeners are Red Sox fans. They don't want this going three. They want to get this quick and easy done. You got Garrett Crochet on the mound, Bayo on the mound. The Red Sox have owned the Yankees in the regular season, but this is a new season. This is the postseason. This is different now, different stakes. And the Yankees team that you're facing is different, too. They were rolling at the end of the year. They've evolved some. They've, you know, tightened the screws on this thing, and I think we're ready to go.
Confidence levels is high here. Is it high there in New York, too? Do a lot of the Yankee fans feel like this is a good matchup for them?
I think Yankee fans are confident, some, just, you know, because it's in the Bronx. But when it's the Red Sox, like, we owe the Red Sox. The Red Sox have eliminated us a bunch of times in the recent history, 2021 in the wild card round, 2018. You know, there's still some guys from this team, obviously the Aaron Judge, Aaron Boone era, and then obviously 2004 looms over our heads every day and night. So, you know, I think there is a little bit of fear because it's the Red Sox and there is history, but I think history is due to come around. I think the Yankees are due to put the Red Sox out of the postseason, and this Red Sox team doesn't scare me outside of Garrett Crochet.
If a Yankees fan said that to 20-year-old Little Jones, it would have blown my mind.
Anything like the 0-3 or earlier.
The Yankees are due. The Red Sox have kind of dominated, and the Yankees are. That's just such a wild state. Even 20 years later, that's still such a wild statement to me.
We're in the future now. Welcome to 2025.
We're through the looking glass on this one. Why has Aaron Judge been so bad in the postseason?
Oh, man, he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's had, I mean, he's the captain, the highest paid player, the MVP, the face of baseball. But something I've said on WFAN for a bunch of nights this season is he failed on the world stage. He got mocked all offseason for dropping a pop-up. And all they do is talk about his strikeouts and his low batting average in the postseason. I hope that that broke him as far as, like, hey, just play. Just be yourself. Like, don't press so much. Don't think that you have to do it all. And I think this is the year we see Aaron Judge get going. I think he's got a home Crochet tonight if Crochet will pitch to him.
Yeah, we were looking into that matchup earlier. It's either a home run, couple of home runs against him, or he strikes out every single time. And that's sort of been the, you know, Crochet's had pretty good numbers against the Yankees. I am curious, bullpen-wise, for New York, made a lot of additions at the deadline. It doesn't appear to be one of those lockdown. Like, for years, as a Red Sox fan, it was like, all right, here comes Mariano Rivera, like, the game's over. Red Sox sort of have that guy now in Chapman. Where are the Yankees at if they're protecting a lead late? What are the chances that they lock it down?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
It has been a roller coaster of a season. Obviously, you go get Devin Williams, and then the whole beard policy change and everything that happened with him blowing 9 games. And if he doesn't blow a third of those games, the Yankees are the AL East champions. David Bednar has been good, but he's given up some homers too, and not for nothing, this is his first postseason appearance. And Luke Weaver, who got us to the World Series last year, was the closer. His role has changed. Guys like Tim Hill helped out. We're going to be relying on Fernando Cruz. This is his first postseason. So, man, that is when it's going to be very tense in there. There's going to be a lot of anxiety. You're going to need those big outs. Your guess is as good as mine, but I think they're ready to roll. I think, again, this Yankees team has evolved down the stretch. They finished winning 8 in a row, and I think they all know their lanes and their roles, and at home they're comfortable and they're going to be ready to compete.
Talking to Keith McPherson, he hosts Nights for the Fan, WFAN, in New York, here to talk Red Sox and Yankees. We were digging in on Max Fried a little bit today. He had a great season, 19 wins, ERA below 3. That's a pitcher the Red Sox were in on in the offseason. Yankees offered more, as tends to happen. They got him. Red Sox pivoted to Crochet. That's your pitching matchup tonight. Are you nervous at all about Fried and his postseason track record? I know he won a World Series with the Braves in 2021. The overall numbers in the playoffs haven't been good. Is there any concern there?
Yeah, I mean, if we want to play history again and lean on that, you could feel that way. But I'm going to just go off of recency. I'm going to go off of, you know, he had a stretch of like, a bad, I don't know, 2 months where I was on air saying, if this is the Max Fried we're getting, pack it up. We're not winning anything in the postseason. He's got to be the ace. He's replacing Gerrit Cole. But in his last two, he's been solid. He's been super solid. He's been dialed in. He can go 7 innings. And if he is, you know, on the mound tonight, in command, got all of his pitches going, I'm confident that he can shut the Red Sox down. So I'm not worried about what he did in the Braves uniform.
What do you think? What would you say the biggest strength of this Yankee team is, and then also what's the biggest weakness?
I mean, the biggest strength is this lineup. They can hit. They hit home runs. Mm-hmm. They've got a deep lineup. I mean, even tonight, Yankee fans were calling the show last night about, hey, we're going to stack the lineup with righties. I don't know about this. How do you sit Jazz or, you know, Ben Rice or, you know, what are we going to do? Like, how? What if this? Listen, like they have a deep lineup and bench, and the whole thing is to get Garrett Crochet's pitch count up and put the ball in play. Hopefully make some mistake and you can get him. And
ooh, hello, Keith.
Later into the game, they can get to the bullpen. You guys got me? You still hear me?
No, we got you. You broke up there for a second, but we got you.
Okay. And, I mean, the weakness of the team is mistakes. Base running mistakes, errors in the field, stupid mistakes. You guys have seen it. In that first game, I think the last time, you know, the Red Sox came to Yankee Stadium throwing the ball around, whether it's the catch, whether it's the pitcher, whether it's Volpe at shortstop, throwing the ball around the infield, or I think caught on the base paths. You guys remember Ben Rice and Jason Dominguez and Fenway. Like, where are these guys going? Those things can be costly in the postseason. It can't happen.
Now, our listeners are familiar with your work, Keith. You had a well-documented hang-up heard around the world by John Heyman on your show on WFAN.
We still play the clip.
No, he hung up on you, correct?
Yeah.
So
no, I was telling the producer, pull him down.
I don't know what's going on here. If people are unfamiliar with this, this is how that sounded. You've heard it on this show.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
So what was that? Because we had your backs at the time. We didn't even know we were eventually going to reach out to you and have you on the show and talk Red Sox. We had your backs at the time or back at the time. What happened there?
And, you know, that day, I'm from the Jersey Shore area, and, you know, I'm living up here now in the city working on the show. That day, I went home. I visited my mom. I had a bunch of stuff to do at home, and by the time I was driving back for a 7 p.m. show, I told my producer, hey, you know, it's Juan Soto watch. A lot is going on. I need an MLB reporter. Who can you get? He surprises me with the name John Heyman. I'm like, oh, great. Little did I know it was the two-year anniversary of the Arson Judge tweet. Little did I know that was a pain point for him. I am a jokester. I don't take myself seriously. I'm on the radio at 8 o'clock talking to him, and I brought that up. And then I even was leaning into stuff that comes from Twitter. I'm a young guy. I'm on the internet. And everybody talks about Scott Boras and his connection to John Heyman. And so I started ribbing him a little bit about, hey, you know, how much is this contract and what's your cut? Hey, all this campaigning you do for Boras and Soto, like, you should be getting 10%. And he didn't take too kindly to the jokes. I learned from it. You can't joke with everybody. I don't know him personally like that. It was Friday night. Clay Holmes had just signed, and that conversation went left, and I was not expecting that to go left because all I did was give him his praise as I brought him on. But, I always think that you can joke with people and be lighthearted, especially on a Friday night at 8 o'clock on the radio, and it became a viral moment for me, and I did not see that coming at all. I had no idea that was going. So I thank John for it because a bunch of people came to me. They laughed at that clip. You guys played it. I think it did get back to me. Someone called WFAN. These guys on WPI up in Boston, they've been playing that and laughing. And I'm like, well, that shows you how many people are aware of John Heyman and how, like, sometimes, you know, you can't just go into these interviews and ask the same questions. Oh, who's in the lead for Juan Soto? How many years? What's the AAV? I listened to him do the same interview on MLB Network, on Bleacher Report, on ESPN. So I took a different approach in a way that I didn't see it blowing up, but whatever, it is what it is now.
It was fantastic, and I just feel like, yeah, the old, especially baseball writers, probably do not joke around very well. I think that is one thing, but I'm glad that you did. It was very good. The Arson Judge thing, because we also, that's another thing that we thought was comical from here, but I can only imagine how Yankees felt 2 years ago with the whole Arson Judge thing. So it's good that you brought it up.
Oh, it's the Yankees. I was listening to the radio. The first thing I said was typo. Not legitimate. And what I said to John was like, dude, they put that on shirts. That's going to be remembered forever. Like, you're a legend. Like, we're not laughing at you. Like, you got to just take, you got to roll with the punches.
And
me and Keith were.
You
could forget about it.
Yeah. No. That guy blocked me on Twitter like years ago.
We're firmly on.
Be that night on my show. I can't get to his tweets now. People got to scream at them to me. I'm like, I'm trying to stay up to date.
Hey, look, that's okay. You're not missing
no,
much.
Yeah, you're good.
Just Scott Boras propaganda. But anyway, Keith McPherson, great work there. Check him out on the Fan Nights in New York. Did we get an official prediction out of you here before? We're all on the Red Sox side.
Where are you going?
Can I hear your prediction there?
Yankees win tonight. It's Yankees in two.
Yankees
if the Yankees lose tonight, it's Yankees in three.
Oh, okay. Got it. Contingency.
Very good.
What do you expect me to say?
Double prediction. No, it's all good.
No, I didn't know we were going to get to make multiple predictions, but yes. But
Yankees in one.
Well, Keith, great work. Again, check him out on The Fan. Make sure you follow him on Twitter as well, at Keith_McPherson. You can send him all the John Heyman information as well. Keith, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Keith. Yeah, it was as Andy Hart texted, he's like, did he use Drake May's cell phone for the interview?
Well, the phone was a little spotty,
touch and go.
But I like all the John Heyman stuff.
Well, it's funny because I thought when we played that originally, I thought Heyman did a weekly hit with him because
that was also my interpretation.
Because he was like, oh, this whole thing has been a disaster, meaning like several weeks. But no, that was a one off.
I am not taking this that serious.
Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us.
I can't even believe it.
He was so upset.
Let me tell you.
Humorless. And then
anybody who's like, Keith did anything wrong in that interview is clueless.
No, he did not do anything wrong. But also, it's funny because this comes in a few months later. Ken Rosenthal tried to fight that cameraman, and you're like, these old baseball guys, like, holy smokes.
Such a crusty baby.
Just a tough group.
Oh. That is bold, though, to ask him about the arson judge. Just right in there on arson judge. And, oh, by
like,
the
how
way,
do you, not,
you
like,
and Scott Boras are buddies, right?
How do you not laugh at that?
I don't
like
know.
The arson judge thing specifically. Like, okay, how do you not laugh at that? Like, you screwed that up. You got the name wrong and the team wrong.
Look, as a man
you
who's
can't
been,
get them all right.
As a man who's been hung up on by Danny Amendola.
It's true.
As a man who we talk to Patriots players weekly, they all want to hang up.
Oh,
I understand the feeling.
Uh-huh.
So I get it. But no, that was good stuff. Keith McPherson again.
Yeah.
Make sure you check him out. Yankees in two or three.
Depending on what happens tonight.
That's a bit of a Brian Hoyer prediction.
I think it's only a three-game series. I didn't get two picks. Not even a seven-game series.
There's only so many potential outcomes in the series. Speaking of Hoyer, he is on WEEI Afternoons today, so check that out.
There you go.
Okay, real quick, I do want to get to this.
Yes.
Justin in D.C.
Justin in D.C., to his
credit, tried to call yesterday. We got sidetracked with what happened and a few other Patriots guests and things like that. So he was on hold. Mm-hmm. He wanted to face the music yesterday. He promised he would call back. Justin in D.C., hello.
Justin? Takes a big man to admit he was wrong.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh, good. There he is. There
sorry.
He is.
I'm here to, I'm only 5'9", so I don't know how big I am, but I am here to admit not only am I wrong earnestly, I think it was pretty amazing that in the face of the ire of Boston Red Sox fans like myself, we were pissed off. Our favorite player got traded. I still hate the trade, still hate Craig Breslow. But I think for you guys to come out there, for you guys to go out there, basically tell us we were wrong and that this team was going to make the playoffs after that trade, takes some massive cojones. Mm-hmm. And you guys deserve your kudos.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Well,
Thank you, Justin.
We appreciate that very much. You still hate Breslow?
Yep, he does. That's okay. One thing at a time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
One thing at a time.
Guys, I'll call back if I'm wrong and they make the playoffs next year. But
I do believe
drive Giolito. to drive Giolito into the poor ground where he might need another Tommy John because you only had three starting pitchers, that's borderline abusive coming off of a Tommy John surgery. So let's just enjoy hopefully beating the Yankees and then gracefully bowing out of the playoffs because we only have two starting pitchers because our CBO is a stiff. But
okay.
All right, well, the good start
right,
to
well,
the call
yeah,
there.
Justin,
we do
okay,
the start
yeah, that's
to the
fine.
Call.
We'll talk again. Well, yeah. Look, the Red Sox have won the World Series. You'll still be mad about it.
I mean,
it's like Nomar and Bledsoe people back in the day, and I was one of both. Like, you know, I hated the Nomar trade when it happened.
Oh, everybody did.
I loved Bledsoe.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point you look at it and go, you know what? The team might run around without the other guy.
I don't know if they drove Giolito into the ground. He had 145 innings this year.
Also,
and part of it was
we blame the GM for the workload of the pitcher, not the manager. The GM for the workload. I get what he's saying. They didn't have enough starters, whatever. How many times did they pitch Giolito on 4 days rest?
Yeah,
it was a couple.
But he had a good season. So what were we going to do? Like, he had 26 starts. It's not like he had 33. I don't know. That's one curse. If you hate the return on Devers, I will agree with you until the end of time. Yeah, the return was trash.
It was trash.
But teams have to like our players.
He also buried the system at one point.
You have to like the players. That is true.
He's not a people person.
Look, he's not good in front of a microphone. Yeah. Okay? He didn't get enough for Devers. He could have done more at the deadline. Yeah. All those things are true.
Right.
He's also been a good GM. Like, I think all of those things. He's made some mistakes.
Yeah.
But the guy on the mound tonight, according to Jeff Passan, it was the best move of the offseason.
How do you like that?
And people hate this guy. It makes no sense to me. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. I believe we have a very special guest.
Is that right?
That will be joining us in the grab bag. I don't want to overpromise and undersell.
Well,
but I believe we have a very special guest joining us in the grab bag. You can find out who that is. Stay tuned for Clip du Jour. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy and Ted. And as promised, it's time for Grab Bag.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, certainly time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Major League Baseball playoffs are here. In fact, Jones, we are going to the third inning in game one between the Guardians and the Tigers. And believe it or not, it is Detroit with an early 1-0 lead.
Guardians got them right where they want them.
They do.
They've been down
they
against Skubal before.
There's
They've
an
come
unearned
back.
Run. There was an error in the outfield, but it's Gavin Williams on the mound opposite Tarik Skubal.
Misplay by the right fielder, whoever it was, on this nameless, faceless, awful-hitting Guardians team. But they never lose. They got them right where they want them.
They're probably serving $2 beers and $1 hot dogs, having the time of their lives there in Cleveland.
Good vibes, great chance, as you said earlier.
All right, 3 o'clock game. You have the Padres and the Cubs. It'll be old buddy Nick Pivetta versus Matthew Boyd.
I didn't realize that. Pavetta's their game one starter. Pavetta, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Nick Pavetta starting for the Padres. I'm taking the Padres in the series.
You
want Cubbies?
What happens in game one? Then I can alter my prediction like our last
guest. All right, if it's the Padres in game one, I'll take the Padres. Is that okay?
I'm taking your Cubbies.
Yeah?
I'm taking them.
Okay.
Cubby.
Garrett Crochet, Max Fried, as we discussed, a little after 6 o'clock, so the pregame a little after 5 o'clock right here on WEEI. And then the late game tonight, Dodgers-Reds, it'll be Blake Snell versus Hunter Green.
Hunter Green's nice.
Hunter Green's real nice.
I'll take the Dodgers, though.
Okay. All right, there you go.
I'm a genie in a grab bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
I was looking this up just for giggles, Jones. The last time the Red Sox and Yankees played each other in the postseason was the 2021 wildcard game. You're thinking, that's not that long ago.
No, it's really not.
The Red Sox lineup that day has zero players that are currently on the roster, and the starting pitcher in that game also not on the roster. The Yankees, a lot of turnover, too, although the Yankees have Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. They were both in the lineup that day. It was a Garrett Cole day, so he's on the roster, too. He's just hurt. It was Nathan Eovaldi. Do you want the Red Sox lineup for the 2021 wild card game?
Yeah, I didn't remember that it was Eovaldi, to be honest, so keep going.
It was Kyle Schwarber at DH leading off.
Kyle from Waltham.
Schwarbs.
Nice.
Batting second, a postseason hero, Kike Hernandez.
Ooh, friend of the former afternoon show here that I was a part of,
Batting third, the third baseman, Rafael Devers.
See you never.
your cleanup hitter at shortstop, Xander Bogaerts.
Hasn't really done much since he left.
Batting fifth, the left fielder, Alex Verdugo.
Good guy.
Batting sixth, one of the great slot receivers of all time, Hunter Renfro.
Hose in right field. Absolute hose.
Batting seventh. Wouldn't have gotten this with 1,000 guesses.
Oh, wait a minute.
Kevin Plawecki.
Well, I definitely wouldn't have got that either. Is the catcher?
He was behind the dish. Batting eighth. How this guy started a playoff game is also beyond me.
Nunez?
Bobby Dalbec.
Bobby Dalbec.
He was awesome in 21.
What position?
First baseman.
Okay, so they played him at shortstop and outfield.
And batting second leadoff, the second baseman.
Nooney?
Christian, don't call me Bronson Arroyo.
What a lineup. Wow, that was such a bad team.
That was not a great team. They went all the way to the ALCS.
No wonder they backed in on the final weekend of the year.
It was kind of absurd.
And I thought they were going to lose the one game. But what a horrible team that was.
Red Sox went Nathan Eovaldi to Ryan Brazier, Tanner Houck, Handsome Robles, and Garrett Whitlock.
Wow.
Yeah.
A bad team.
Bobby Dalbec that year hit 240 with 25 dongs.
25 dongs?
That was a good Adam Dunn impression. Half a year, yeah.
He did. How many steals away was he from 30-30?
Oh, well, yeah, get to the bottom of that. We'll get there.
He was 28 bags away, was never caught.
Wow.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag.
We had a Monday Night Football doubleheader, Jones, and
games last night.
The Dolphins got their first win of the year, but it came at quite a cost as they lost Tyreek Hill for the season, dislocated his knee, also tore his ACL. So he had to get carted off the field.
He looked a little too happy to be have his whole knee torn up.
I feel like he hasn't wanted to play at all.
He's probably got a lot to deal with. He's got a huge Father's Day coming up.
A lot of kids to raise.
Dolphins are 1-3. The Jets fall to 0-4. Justin Fields did not have a great game necessarily.
A good fantasy line.
Not a great real life game. A lot of garbage at the end of that one. And then the late game, Broncos blow out the Bengals 28-3. So Denver and Cincinnati are both 2-2. Bo Nix, two touchdown passes and a touchdown run. And Jake Browning and that Bengals team look awful.
Bad.
Troy Aikman was offended watching the game.
He was.
It was just an absolute mess.
I forget what the actual gap was between the two teams, but the yardage
significant
gap between the Broncos and the Bengals was the largest in the NFL this season.
They made reference to that as Joe Buck was just like getting so mad about
trying
the game
to fill time, yeah.
Total yards, it was the
like
Bengals
500
had,
to
Bengals
something.
Had 159.
Yeah, okay.
And the Broncos had 512.
Wow.
Yeah, something.
You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the
grab bag
of his life.
Huge deal for Kirill Kaprizov.
Wow!
Yeah, massive deal for the winger as the Minnesota Wild have signed him to an NHL record 8-year, $136 million contract extension.
The highest paid guy in the history of the sport is Kirill Kaprizov.
That's right.
Who I believe
makes less than Trevor Story.
I believe if you trace it back, the pick that went to Minnesota for Kaprizov was actually originally a Bruins draft pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice. They could have had him.
But
and
so,
you know who signed him? Their GM, Billy Guerin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bruins connections everywhere.
Yeah. Big fan.
Okay.
Big fan. Speaking of the Bruins.
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
Shootout loss last night to the Flyers.
Oh, no.
3-2. Jeremy Swayman, though, in net 19 saves on 21 shots.
Yeah.
My name is Grab. All right,
the NCAA has announced that they are moving the 2028 Women's Final Four to Lucas Oil Stadium.
Wow. With the big yeah, Lucas windows Oil. And stuff there. Yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah,
light shining through.
Yeah, you got to look out for the.
It was going to be where they
time it out around sunset.
They were going to put it where the Pacers and the Fever play, but they're like, no, 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 not enough, not big enough.
No,
2028. I don't know if they think there's like another Caitlin Clark on the way, but I don't know how that's going to.
What's her name at USC? Is she going to? She'll be back for that. Juju Watkins.
No, 2028? She'll be in the WNBA.
Oh, 2028, you said. Oh, I misheard the year. No, I thought you said next year.
No, no. All right,
2028. Oh, good. I'll add that to my Google calendar.
She'll be rookie of the year, probably, okay. I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah, blah. 93.7, Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
One battle after another. I mentioned it was the number one movie at the box office yesterday. Mm-hmm. Davey and I did a full review. You can check it out wherever you get your podcast, the Odyssey app, or wherever else. And some are saying best movie of all time. Ryan Davey loved this movie. Now, you got to tune in to find out just how much he loved this movie.
But, like, we're not ruling out that he might?
I'll tell you right now, nominee for movie of the year. That's sort of like the baseline.
Okay, sure.
That's a good baseline, though. That should get you in the door.
That's good.
Because it didn't make, like, a ton of money. It made a little bit more than the movie Him made.
Uh-huh.
But it got dual 6 out of 6s on the podcast, is all I'm saying. So you're gonna want to check that one out. One battle after another. I know you're gonna think about watching it.
I'm thinking about it. Right. Yeah. Every day that I'm in making
grab bag. All right, well, I think we have a special guest in the grab bag.
Keith, I told you we have a very, very special guest in the grab bag. Perhaps this can be a running theme throughout the Major League Baseball playoffs. But we are going to give you right now the Hogdale preview to Game 1, Red Sox and Yankees tonight.
Yes.
In the AL Wild Card round. Hogdale, go.
Yeah, fellas. One, good to see you. Dude, my preview for this series is, I like the Sox chances. I like the Sox chances a lot. Obviously, there's things to be concerned about. I think whoever wins Game 1 is going to win this series, and I have a lot of faith in Garrett Crochet to get the job done in Game 1. My vision on my vision board is 9-inning shut piece from Crochet tonight. Nice. Bayo gives you 5 tomorrow,
yeah.
And the bullpen slams the door shut tomorrow. In game two.
All right, so we can add
real quick,
Red Sox in 2 to the Hog preview as well.
You have a series MVP for us, Hog.
Series MVP, say Don Rafaela. Don't even have to think twice about it.
Love it.
Say Don, getting it done. All right, check him out at Hogdale_ for all of your coverage here.
Have a good call
the Major
tonight.
League Baseball playoffs. Yeah, good luck tonight, Hog. Get ready.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks to Hog. 4 weeks in the books now, Jones, for the real football season as well as your fantasy season. And if you're struggling, you probably need to hit the waiver. So do you have a waiver pickup for us for this week?
I do. If you're an idiot like me and you dropped Woody Marks and you're a smart person like Nick, go out and add him and scoop him up off waivers. He's available in over 60% of leagues. He's the running back for the Texans, over 50 yards rushing and receiving each last week. The pickup of the week brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car, donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is Cars with a K.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. We have a ball player who played 13 years in the majors, and he played for the New York Yankees, as well as the Toronto Blue Jays, and the LA Dodgers, and the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Atlanta Braves, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Anaheim Angels. He was a one-time All-Star, a 2-time Gold Glover.
Okay.
He played right field, which is great because he was also a right-handed hitter who threw from the right side.
Okay. So it's
everything
all,
right.
It's all aligned.
All right.
Okay.
He was all right in my book. He had a handful of 30 home run seasons, including Jones, two 30-30 seasons.
Wow.
A 2-time 30-30 member.
Can I get an era?
You can get, yeah, you can. Cup of coffee, 93. His full rookie year was 94. Last game played, 2005.
Whoa.
And it's a, yeah. Anything else?
Yes. What years was he with the Yankees?
Okay, so he was.
So I got his full the scope of his career.
He was with the Yankees for part of 02 and part of 03. So what's tricky about it is he actually got traded.
You identify him elsewhere.
Yes. He got traded in the 03 deadline, meaning he wasn't a part of that team that ripped our hearts out.
Mondesi?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Raul.
Nice.
Yeah, good one.
Okay.
I don't associate him with
that Yankees. Many teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
I think Mondesi, like Dodgers, Yankees, and maybe one other team.
No, by the Jays. End of the script, play for everybody. So he was Rookie of the Year with the Dodgers. He was part of that streak where they always had the Rookie of the Year. And then he made an All-Star team the next season, 15th place in the MVP one year, and his nickname was The Buffalo.
Nice. Pretty you good. Gotta love that.
Oh, yeah.
Raul Mondesi, who I've guessed.
Rocket
many,
for an arm.
I've guessed him many, many times in Random Ball Player. Finally, we got him.
I thought you nailed him.
Okay.
You nailed him down.
I've been meaning to do that for a long time.
Yeah.
Raul Mondesi, your random ball player each and every day.
Hell yeah.
In the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Red Sox baseball later on today as they take you right up until pregame. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, once an hour, you get a Billy Landy trending. Right? What? You get the Billy Lanny
Lanning.
Trending.
Okay.
Good. Lanning.
Yes.
Lanning. I'm saying Lanning.
We now have two files of each of you butchering my name.
I was watching Dan Lanning all hopped up on Goofball's clip from the other day.
He was on something, right?
He was just on Euphoria. It's called a big win.
I, in fairness, choked on my tongue when I said Billy Lanny's name.
That's
before.
True.
Yeah,
then he ran down the hallway to do a read.
No, that was a different
time.
That was a separate one, yeah.
Anyway, Billy Lanny does trending once an hour, and you don't want to miss these because you never know when this could happen.
Right after trending with Billy Lanny.
The Miami Dolphins defeated the New York Jets 27 to what the hell was the final there? I wrote down 27-27. Either way, either way, Tyreek Hill's done for the year. Luckily, that wasn't sponsored by anybody, but that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Got all the info you needed.
27-27 win.
Somebody won.
There was a tie recently, so it's not crazy to suggest there was a tie.
Somebody won. Tyreek Hill is out. No sponsor. He nailed it.
Dolphins win. Hill out for the year. That's all you needed, really.
That's all you needed.
Good point. Brought to you by no one. Fine. In and out.
Fitzy is here for WEEI Afternoons. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Kids eat free at the Nines every Sunday in October. How about that? Kids get a free meal with the kids menu with every adult entree purchased. You gotta love the Nines. Now I know you're hard at work on something over there.
You're cooking something up.
I love the fact that you guys all think the kids are going to be eating free at the Nines the next two nights, and it's just going to be over and easy like that. Wouldn't it be sweet?
Red Sox in two.
Sox in two. You don't give the Yanks a stinking chance.
Nope.
No.
Well,
because because game three kind of concerns me. It's like they really need to win the first two.
Yeah. Oh no.
They're gonna win. You gotta win those two.
My whole thing not to do the show before
please.
The show.
Oh, yeah. Please.
If you win tonight, it's a little something. We got 3 hours with TED Talk. 3:30. So if you win tonight, tomorrow night is a kitchen sink game. You don't give it a chance to go to three. I mean, the second Brian Bayo rolls his shoulder weird. Fine.
Yeah,
if he can pitch an inning, that's
whatever
what he can. Get an out. I know it's La Russa rules. You have to go at least three batters. But, like, win tonight, you have to go kitchen sink. You do not let this go game three. You don't know who your starter would be game three. So you make this, you get it, you do in two. That's it.
Mm-hmm. It's a kitchen sink game. Kitchen sink game tomorrow. You can catch all of that
in the sink.
Yep. On WEEI. So what are you cooking
all right,
up
so
over
here's
there?
What I cooked up here.
You're on
just,
to something.
Just to help people try to figure out, you know, which way they think they should go. It's hard. Oh, I know the Yankees were better recently, but Crochet was great, but Judge, this, that. Here we go. 10 quick questions. Depending on how you answer, this will help you figure out who you think is going to win the series. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're doing this. Okay, yeah.
Let's do it. Rapid fire. Here we go. Ready? White or red chowder?
White.
Okay, that's one. Krasinski and Damon or Stiller and Chalamet?
Stiller and Chalamet.
1-1. South Shore bar pie or a Sicilian slice?
Bar pie.
Sicilian slice.
Okay, 2-1. Cream pie or cheesecake?
I don't want to answer. Cheesecake.
Cream pie.
I'm picking the cheesecake.
How much time in between do I have?
Cream pie, then a cheesecake. Treat myself.
Hey, can I?
It will go easier on your stomach.
Well, actually, this is an ironic follow-up. North End or Little Italy?
Oh, that's North End.
North End.
Everybody knows that.
Okay, this also North seems End. Like an ill-fated follow-up. Mm-hmm. Tips or strips?
You're going to ask these to people?
Tips.
But strips aren't the tips.
Street dog or Italian sausage?
Sausage.
Yeah, Italian sausage.
Okay, all right, they're coming back.
This is close.
J-Lo with Affleck or J-Lo with A-Rod?
Oh, Affleck.
Affleck.
Okay, all right, I think. Tea party or the white party?
Tea party.
And finally, Dunks or Starbucks?
Dunks.
Dunks. Socks and two.
There we go.
Do
the math.
They were down. They were down.
No, New York was coming. New York was drafted off you there for a second. I thought New York was going to stage a comeback, but in the end, socks and two.
Wow, great work on that. I'm happy we could settle the score on this.
Once again, just for everyone at home, that would be cream pie or cheesecake. Boston cream pie, of course.
Yeah, of course. I don't know why that needs to be said. What else is coming up on the show today? I know you got Hoyer. I know you got Schlereth.
I got to tell you, I have really enjoyed The Stinking Truth with Mark Schlereth every Tuesday at 2:30. Mm. Like, he does a nice job of good old-fashioned, unfiltered, in-the-trenches, meat-and-potatoes type of football talk. I love it. Not afraid to say what he thinks. Hoyer will love up on Drake at 4:30, joining the now
everybody,
my God. Man. And then we're out at 5 o'clock. Next thing you know, it's the Mass Mutual pregame show, 6:08 first pitch. Let's go.
Okay.
Very good.
Stay tuned for it. WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And you got Ted. Tomorrow, full breakdown of Game 1. Would you rather Wednesday? Hashtag Dork Minute. And what else am I missing? Oh, we're talking to Will Fleming tomorrow at High Noon. Will Fleming will react to Game 1 along with us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.